Look at someone and say, glad you're here. Wave at the other side. Wave at the other side. Say, hey. Hey, y'all. Amen. Good to see y'all. Yeah. Worship. Wasn't that just beautiful and powerful? Amen. Man, just, shoo. If not, we might have to raise you from the dead if you didn't get it. Oh, gosh, it was, whoa. I always get tickled when they sing my sermon. I was like, that's my sermon notes. And then another one, like, whoa, that's my sermon notes. So, you know, so I'm already blessed. I'm going to go home. No, I'm not. Wow. I don't even know where to start today. And a lot of times I'll say, hey, you know, the main idea, the one thing I want you to understand today, and I probably have about five of them, but I really want you to know this. If you're taking notes, write it down. I really want you to know this. Hey, we have a good Heavenly Father. Some of y'all have been walking with the Lord, and you're like, I know that. I know that. But a lot of times, sometimes we have things happen in our life. Anybody ever have things happen in your life? Shoot, I can write a novel, all right? And we have things happen in our life when we're like, why is this happening? What happened here? God, why did you allow that to happen in our life? Anybody, don't raise your hand, ever throw out those whys? Okay, so here's my answer. I've said this multiple times, okay? And if you want to write it down, here we go. This is the answer to why. We live in a fallen world. I hate to say amen to it, but that is the truth. We live in a fallen world, okay? Now, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you still live in a fallen world, but you've been redeemed. But you still live on a fallen world, okay? Now, the day you accepted Jesus Christ, I was redeemed, and I still live in a fallen world. But here's the most wonderful thing. Even though we live in a fallen world and things happen, I'm going to heaven someday. And guess what? Heaven is incredible. In heaven, you're not going to have those things happen. Praise God. In heaven, you're not going to need healing. In heaven, you're not going to need anything because heaven is just incredible, all right? So, yeah, we live in this fallen world, but man, heaven. And, you know, when you get to heaven, you're not going to say, oh, it's so bad up here. Gosh, I wish you would have sent me to hell. What are you, nuts? Come on, heaven. Blow your circuits, and you know, there's several scriptures in the Word of God about heaven, okay? And then people like to write about heaven, but let me just tell you, heaven's wonderful. Everybody go, oh, heaven is so wonderful, okay? For the little I understand, all right? So today I want to talk about this Heavenly Father that we have who is expressed through, or we get to see Him. We get to look at Jesus, and you get to understand the Father, that the Father is good. Everybody say He's good? Yes. All the time. Yeah, He's good. So here's our Heavenly Father. And you know, even some of the disciples said, oh, Jesus, tell me what the Father's like. And He's like, duh, boys, have I been here with so long? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So Jesus comes on the planet, and He shows us the Father who is so good. Just close your eyes and go, Father God is so good. He is so good. He's so good. Okay? And listen, He wants to show you how good He is. He wants to do good in your life and for your life. That's Him. All right? That's Him. So I want to ask you a question. Here we go. Question number one. Have you ever had an attack in your mind or in your body? Only five of you. I don't know what planet y'all live on. The rest of you, gosh. Okay? Okay. So, have you ever had an attack in your body or even in your mind, all right? So here's my question. Which would you rather be sick or healed and whole? That's the best you can do? Come on, be healed, right? Be whole, right? So I don't think anybody would say, oh, I just would love to be sick. I would just love to have attack in my mind and my body. No, guys, I hate sickness. I hate attacks in my body, all right? So let me tell you a story. This was when I was about 50, okay? And my kids were bugging me, Ma, you need to go do all those yearly checkups. And I finally said, okay. So I go for my mammogram, and not fun, right, ladies? Painful. This is my explanation. I'm so embarrassed. Here we go. To my husband, what a mammogram feels like. Picture taffy stretched. All right, moving on. I'm going to look at the ceiling for 2 seconds. So anyway, so I go and have this mammogram done, and then get dressed, and I'm walking out, and the nurse goes, oh, excuse me, Mrs. Cashman, you need to come back in here. Okay, right now, you need to come back in here. So I will tell you, what I found out is I did not enjoy that thing. Okay, I did not enjoy what they were about to tell me. And here's why I tell you the story. I, like you, have had things happen. What? Pastor D? Yeah, I am like all of you. I have things happen in my life. I've had things happen in life more than I like to think. And none of us are above having things happen, okay? The bad things happen, okay? And if you think you are, well, I'm so perfect. I've never had that. Jeez, Louise. Okay, no, you're full of pride, okay? Exalting yourself and having those thoughts. Well, I am so, you know, all right. So, guys, here's the deal. Jesus came to heal all, and he wants you well. He came to heal, and he wants you well, all right? So I want to read you, I'm going to finish my story later, okay? But I want to read you some scriptures today. Guess what? I only have 3 scriptures today. Last week, I think I had 23 scriptures, okay? But I only have 3 today, so you're like, wow, Pastor D, good for you. Okay, so let me read you a statistic. I read this a year, maybe 2 years ago. Listen to what it says, okay? I thought it was really interesting. In this country that we live in, just the United States of America, in this country, $4 trillion, not million, not billion, $4 trillion are spent on health care. Now, I don't even know how many zeros you put on that, okay? Maybe you are, you know, one of those math people, but all I can say, that is a crazy number. $4 trillion are spent each year on health care, all right? So you know what that tells me? People want to get well, right? Now listen to this one. Supplements, ready? $28 billion are spent each year on supplements. Some of you are like, I know. I spent that money, okay? So here, this is what's interesting. People, I read that and I go, ooh, duh. Smarter than 5th grader. People don't want to be sick. People don't want to have unhealthy bodies, all right? So I read those numbers and I'm like, yeah, that's what's going on here. So back to my mammogram story. This is after a whole lot of tests, a whole lot of, and a biopsy twice. They said, hey, sorry, you don't have cancer. I was like, yes, I don't have cancer. Praise God. I was really excited, okay? But listen, it was not fun going through that journey. And here's the thing, when you have one of those reports, that you can step into that fear real easy. And when you do, that'll just shake you in the wrong ways, okay? So, and I will tell you, I had to continually say what God says about me. Come on, come on. You know, you get the report and the doctor sits across the table. Well, Mrs. Cashin, you have blank, 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 blank. Okay? Or, yo, mister, you have this, this. And you can either go, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. Or you can go, oh my gosh, I will live and not die and proclaim the glories of God. Hallelujah. Now, I do want to give you a little wisdom. You can't say that to every doctor, okay? They'll give you another pill, okay? So you got to have a relationship with that doctor when you say that. Just those little golden nuggets. I just tuck them out here some days for you for freebies, okay? All right. So here's what I know. Medicine not necessarily will heal you. Don't get mad at me. but it can help you, right? And supplements, I got a tray on my counter. If I try to remember, take them, okay? Supplements not necessarily will heal you, but they can help you. So this is what I learned to do. I heard a minister say this. I was in a meeting, and I thought, yep, that's what you do. You take your medicine, and you say, Father God, I thank you that this medicine is the ministry of helps, and it will help my body and not hurt it in Jesus' name. Amen. You ought to do that. Write one down. Okay. And you know those supplements that I have all piled up on my counter? I grab them in my hand and I go, Father, I thank you that these supplements are the ministry of helps and they are going to help my body. In Jesus' name, amen. That was free. That's not anything we're talking about today. Just thought I'd throw that out to you, okay? Write those down. All right. So here's where I go. I think, not us, but I think a lot of Christians have this thought when they first receive Jesus. Man, Jesus is awesome. Jesus can do anything. He is just incredible. Jesus can do anything, right? You first get saved and you're like, Jesus, it's Jesus. He can do anything. And then as time goes on, that we, you know, we think, well, he can do some things. That's not us. It's some other church of people, right? Okay, he can do some things. And really, he can do some things for you, but I don't think he can do some things for me. Okay, now you're like, oh, not me. Well, listen, here, listen. And what happens is we start changing our perspective on who he is, what he said about you and for you. Whoops, someone flying. Okay, we start changing our perspective. Okay, but listen, Jesus is still Jesus. Whether he was walking on the planet Earth or he's seated in heaven, he's still Jesus. What's the Bible say? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if Jesus still does this, he still does this now. If he's healed then, he still heals now. Jesus is still Jesus. If you keep your perspective right, okay? How about this? You know, I know Jesus can fix you. But I'm not sure if he can fix me and what's going on. Guys, clear this up. Jesus is still Jesus. And what he does for you, that's my English teacher. What he did for you, he wants to do for me. What he does for her, he wants to do for you. Okay? Because Jesus is still Jesus. Everybody say, Jesus is still Jesus. You know what I mean? All right, open up your Bibles to scripture number one, because we only have three. Psalm 103, okay? While you're getting there, Psalm 103, this is written by, yay, you've been in children's ministry. No, you read your Bible. Okay, this is written by David, and he was like the greatest psalmist. He would write these into songs, the things that we read, okay? He would write all of this, and they're beautiful, and they're powerful, and they tell about the human heart and who the Lord is and stuff like that. So he was a great psalmist, but he was also a king. Right? David the king. While he was also the king, he was not a perfect king. Okay? And if you read your Old Testament about David, you're like, whoa, Nelly, he's done some wow, bad things. Everybody say bad. Like the big bad. Okay? He's done some bad things. But you know what God said about David? He's the apple of my eye. He's like, he's my guy. All right? You know what you would say about David after you read the Old Testament about him? Not that. Right? We wouldn't have said, oh, okay, okay. But I said all that because the scriptures, all scriptures, and especially this one, is going to show you how much God loves you. He's like, you are, talk to yourself. You are the apple of his eye. I'm giving coffee out. Golly, gee whiz, all right. Okay, Sherry and I are so professional downstairs in the office. Sometimes we're yelling at each other, like good things. Sherry! From one office to the other. We don't even get up and walk. We just yell. Anybody do that at your house? You just yell between rooms? Yeah, I know. I think I still do. Okay, So as I was studying this, I looked up Andrew Womack's his commentary notes, and I'm yelling at Sherry, Sherry! So let me tell you what we were so excited about. Psalm 3, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that it was in me, bless his holy name. Andrew Womack said this, and I was like, listen, he is self-talking. David is self-talking. David is talking to his emotions. He's talking to his brain, and he's commanding it to bless the Lord. So just every once in a while, I have these days where it's negative, 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 and I'm pretty down to the ground. And this was not too long ago, all of a sudden I realized, and I did self-talking. God, you are amazing in my life. You have loved me, forgiven me. You put me in heaven with you, seated next to you. I am just blessed going in, blessed going out. God, you are so wonderful. Thank you for the riches that I have in Christ. Thank you that my life has been totally changed. God, you're so good. I love you. I bless you. You do that for 5 minutes and you'll get off the ground. That's self-taught talk, okay? By the way, that's not part of the notes. This is really where I want to go. I'm just chucking these things out to you. You should write these down. Okay, verse 2. Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, okay? And forget not all. Everybody say all. All what? Benefits. Okay. So let's just pretend you're going to go look for a new job, okay? Back in my day, we did it by piece of paper, but y'all go online. And you go online and you look and you check up this company and then, you know, the position. And then what do we go checking for next? The benefits. Most of you won't take a job unless it has the benefits, right? If the benefits aren't there, next, okay? So, the day you received Jesus Christ, you got benefits. Everybody say benefit package. You got a benefits, all right? So here's the thing. Matter of fact, sometimes, not us, some Christians feel like this. You know, I asked Jesus into my life. I didn't get nothing else but that. I just got to get out of jail card free. You know, I'm not going to hell like Monopoly. Guys, the day you asked Jesus Christ into your life, you got more than just I'm not going to hell, all right? You got benefits. So this is what you should write down. What are the benefits, right? What's the benefit package, all righty? So let's read this again, verse 3. Ready? Who forgives, this is the benefit number one, who forgives all your iniquities. Okay, I don't usually walk around saying iniquities. So sin. The Bible calls it, you missed the mark. You messed up, okay? So he forgives all your sins. So here, question, how much did he forgive of your sins? Okay, how about after you received Jesus, okay, and anybody have a bunch of those? Some of you didn't even get into the door without having a bunch of those today, right? Especially when I had 4 kids, just trying to get them to church, glorious, okay. So since I've asked Jesus into my life, how many of those sins has he forgiven? Are you sure about that? Yeah, I am. Yeah. Okay. And me too. Pastor D, you're admitting? Yes, I am just like you. I have many opportunities to sin. So all righty. Now, let's read the next part. Ready? Verse 3, second part. The second benefit. Ready? Who heals what? All your diseases. Okay. Now, a lot of people believe that first part, but not every person or not every Christian or not every pastor believes the second part, right? So most Christians will believe the first part. He forgives all my sins. Bless God, I'm going to heaven. I got that card, okay? But not everybody believes that he heals all your diseases, all right? Not, I'm telling you, okay? And I have to tell you, I did not write this. This is the word of God. this is holy, this is powerful. So the Word of God, God had people write this for you to know that He comes to heal all your diseases, all right? Now, for the bunch that doesn't really believe the second part, this is kind of how it happens. And Jesus writes about this in the Gospels, I think in Matthew and a couple of them. And he says this, he says, because you may have grown up with traditions. Now, I'm not talking about what you do on Christmas Eve. I'm talking about your traditions on how you see Him and you, okay? So Jesus says in there, he says, you have made your traditions cause the power of God to have no effect. Because of your traditions, how you see, how you know this, okay? Your traditions, on, you know, Granny said this, I believe this, they said this. Because of your traditions, you've shut the door on the power of God working in your life. That's sad. That's bad, okay? So here's how, and it's interesting, it happens. There's like tons of Bible schools in the United States and in the world. So there's tons of in the United States I'm going to talk about that they teach that Jesus still heals all today. I went to one of those schools. They taught that Jesus heals all today. But there's other Bible schools, okay, that teach is that He does not heal all and today. There's Bible schools that do that, okay? And so I just want to clarify things for you, okay? Tony Cook is a graduate and a teacher from the school that we went to, Bible school, and he is just a Bible scholar. He digs apart these words that, you know, I can't pronounce, okay? And then he loves the history, and I'm like, okay, I like history, but I was like, whoa. So I watched his message a couple years ago, and he goes through talking about all the miracles in the Bible after Jesus died and those beyond, like today. And he goes, and guess what? Do you know that God still heals today? He does. Okay, you know why? Because He's the healer. And you know why? Because He cares about you. You know, He cares about you. He shows it, like 1 John 1:9, come on. John 3:16, not 1 John 1:9. John 3:16. For God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in Him would not perish, but have eternal life. He does that because He loves you, okay? So, He still heals today. Amen. Good preaching. All right. Now, I don't know where I am. Let me think. Oh, yeah. All right. So this scripture we just read talks about he heals today. Yeah, but Pastor D, I got this thing going on. Yeah, but Pastor D, I got that. Yeah, Pastor D, they said it's incurable. I get it, okay? But, I love starting my sentence with but. But what if we just believe? What if you believe that He wants to heal? Oh, Pastor D, I've been walking with Jesus my whole life. I'm like, that's really nice. But sometimes things happen in our life. So here again, what if we just believe that He wants to heal you? All right? Real simple. All right. All right. Psalm 103, verse 4. Who redeems your life. Okay, redeem means to purchase back or out of something. All right? So He redeems your life from what? Destruction. Okay? I know this for a fact. I was doing everything for destruction in my life. Yeah. In life without Jesus, you are on the destruction road, okay? And I'll tell you what, I know for a fact that He redeemed my life. Amen. Okay, next part. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy who satisfies. Everybody say satisfies. Listen to this. He satisfies your mouth with good things. It means He fills your life with good things. Okay, When you don't have good things, you ain't going to be satisfied. When you do have good things, Him in your life and all the abundant life that He gives you, I'm satisfied. But listen to this last part. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed. Everybody say renewed. Like the eagles. Okay. So now that I'm 30 years old, I like this scripture. When I was younger, I'm like, big deal, I'm young. What do you mean, renew my youth? Okay, but now that I'm a little older, I like this scripture. He wants to renew my youth like the eagles. Amen. Only the younger, older people said amen. The rest of you are like, okay. So let me say this. I am not an expert on eagles. A matter of fact, this past year, I saw my first live eagle. I was on this rail trail, go Route 30, what's that way? East. Get off the exit, the turnoff after Round the Clock Diner, and there's an entrance to the rail trail. Park your car and go that way. And they have this plaque, there's eagles here, look for them. And I was walking with this lady. I said, I have never seen a live eagle. I mean, I watch them and stuff on TV and stuff. I really want to see one. Whoosh. God loves me. Y'all just ask. It's just like make me cry. He loves me. Okay, anyway, so I am not an expert on eagles. I saw my first one. But I read this. I think I saw this on some swipe, whatever you call that. Okay, and these are experts. This is what they say about eagles. Ready? So I'm going to read this. I don't want to miss any of these. Sometimes eagles will do this. They will fly high, okay, where no predators could get them. And when they're up high, where no predators would get them, they pluck all their feathers out. Pluck them all out, okay? And then they lay out in the sun that just pulls all the infirmities out of them, okay? And then as their feathers start growing back, all right, they take their talons, claws, okay, and they start scraping it, okay? Guess what they're doing? They're getting them sharp again, all right? And then as they are completely renewed, by the time they can fly away. God is just the most incredible God that He does, creates the animals like this, birds like this, that they can be renewed, okay? He can create an eagle to be renewed. Do you think He can renew your life? Yeah, okay. And listen, I know some of you have been through it, and you might think, it is unrenewable. Listen, He wants to renew your life, renew every area of your life, renew your body. Would you just believe? Start. Okay, amen. This isn't one of those glory, hallelujah, ha ha ha, but that's okay. Second scripture, that was scripture number one, Psalm 103. Turn to Luke chapter 4. I want to spend just a few moments on that, which you know means more than just a few moments, but after that, I would like to pray for anyone here who just feels like they've been attacked in their mind or in their body. Just those two areas today. I'm going to pray at the end for y'all, okay? So y'all at Luke chapter 4? Good. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. And He, Jesus, came to Nazareth where He had been brought up. He's the hometown. He went home, okay? His hometown boy, okay? Where he'd been brought up. And as His custom was, or habit, watch where His habit is, I guess. He went to church. He went to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. Verse 17. And there was delivered or given to Him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when He had opened this book, He found the place where it's written. I'm not going to read this, but write it down. Isaiah 61. He's reading, guys, Old Testament. They didn't write the New Testament yet. He's reading out of the Old Testament. He's reading out of Isaiah, okay? He goes and reads this. But we're reading it out of Luke, all right? He goes and reads this. Here we go. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He closed the book. He gave it back to the minister, the guy over there, and he sat down and all eyes, and the eyes of all that were there at church were fastened on him. And he began to say, "This day the scripture is fulfilled in your ears." Okay, so he's reading Isaiah, what, 61, closes the book, and you know what he says? "I am who the prophet Isaiah was just talking about." That's pretty bold. That's pretty great, right? So we read Psalm 103. David was really writing about the coming of the Savior. And Isaiah, right here in Isaiah 61, was talking about the coming of the Savior. And guess what? Jesus comes and he says, "I am the anointed one. I am here to help people." Amen. And they were just clueless. Okay, but you're not. All right. So let's look at these areas that Jesus said, "I came to help people." Okay, let's look at the benefit package, right? You want to know the benefits of now that you receive Jesus. Okay, number one, Jesus says, "I am anointed to preach." Preach what? The good news to the poor. He's anointed to preach the good news to the poor. Now, people mess that scripture up and they say, "Oh, that's preaching to people that are poor spiritually." Well, no, it's not, but yeah, that's true. Okay, if you look that up in the Greek, it means the poor financially. I didn't know that till about 5 years ago. I decided to look up some of these words. You know, it's just amazing what you can keep learning. So it talks about finances, all right? Now, praise God. So don't raise your hand, but maybe you're here and you say, "I am struggling with my finances," all right? So can I give you some encouragement, all right? If you're struggling with your finances, okay, you're struggling, and please, because, because, if you're struggling with your finances because you got multiple credit cards and you've jacked them up to the limit, please follow these directions. Take your credit cards and put them away. What do they also say? What's it called? Plastic surgery. Cut them up. Some of you can't breathe. Breathe, okay? Take your credit cards. If you've maxed them all out, take them and just put them away, okay? And then start paying on them. Don't keep using them. Start paying on them. And then only pay for things by cash. Jack and I had to do this years ago. And it was painful. It was like it was more painful for him. Because he liked it treats. I said, "No. Mm-mm. Here's your fun money. That's it." Okay? All right. Some of you might say, "Well, Pastor D, that's not God's way." Oh, yes, it is. Because guess who never wanted you in debt? God never wanted you in debt. And yet he's going to give you a way to get out of debt. And listen, we didn't get in debt overnight. We got in debt over years. And then it took, cut them up and get out of debt. It took years. Okay? But man, it's glorious. Wow, praise the Lord. Okay. All right. So I didn't really want to go there on that, but let me tell you what I really want to ask you, okay? If you had a choice for money or healing, if you had a choice, you got sickness in your body, if you had a choice to get money or healing, which would you want? Oh, yes. You passed the test. Okay. Some of you are like, "Well, I want to get healed, but I'll take the money." I know, I want that too, but really I'm asking you, if you had sickness in your body or sickness in your mind, what would you want? I want healing, okay? Amen. All right, good. Now, going on to number two, the benefit number two. Here we go. Jesus said this, he came to heal. He came to heal who? the brokenhearted. So I want to talk about the brokenhearted, all right? Been there and done that one. But listen to what brokenhearted means. Ready? To cure someone who is injured mentally. And I used to think, no, my heart hurts. Yeah, but it started here, okay? Brokenhearted really is a thought, okay? And it's real, ready? Now, y'all live through 2020, and y'all listen to the news, okay? 2020, they said, was the worst for mental illness ever, like off the charts, okay? And of course, it was with kids too. We told our kids, you can't go outside, you have to wear a mask, and if you do, you might get sick, okay? And we did that with adults, okay? We all got in that boat, all righty? So, and I have some friends, we have some friends that work in the counseling of mental illness, and they are dear, and they all said, from 2020, even now, mental illness is off the charts. Extreme, okay? And there aren't enough, yeah, okay, anyway. So let me say this. If you are dealing with mental illness, brokenhearted mental illness, okay, and no one knows, you're just not telling anybody, and you have these thoughts, I would rather die. If I die, no one would miss me. If I die, who would care? You need help, and God wants to help you. God wants to help you. But I'm telling you what, those are the things that you don't do alone. Yes, God is with us, and He's the Word of God, and we can walk you through the Word of God, but you will need help, all right? And you know, even the world, they got helplines, because it is bad. And the worst, and Pastor Sherry and I have been doing this a while, is what we get a phone call, or we hear about a kid in a high school who committed suicide. Man, I'm going, God, that shouldn't have happened. Okay? So, you need to talk to someone. All righty. Now, it's interesting, though. If someone was sick, like they came up to you, you know, Pastor D, I've got this thing going on. My heart's really good, not bad. It's not good. And, you know, you would quickly say, oh, yeah, let me pray for you. But if someone comes up to you and they say, I'm really struggling in my thoughts. I've got mental illness. We're like, whoop, whoop, oh. Guys, listen, they're not evil, they're not bad, they're not weird. They've got some things going on, all right? And they need help, all right? Praise God, they need help. So if you've got sickness in your body, you need help, Jesus and help. And if you've got mental illness going on in your body, you need Jesus and you need help, all righty? And, you know, some of these are caused by these mental illness are caused by hormones that are all off balance, okay? And some of them are caused by other things. This one, we even prayed about this today. Someone abused you, and later on in life, it shows up with, you know, these thoughts and mental illness, okay? So those are real things. And, yes, Jesus came to heal. Okay? But get help. Get people to surround you. Surround you. I mean, This week was tough. I had a phone call. And this is really big on Pastor Sherry's heart and my heart, okay? Praise God. All right, so mental health needs Jesus. Physical healing needs Jesus, all right? And in a few moments, we're going to pray. If you're struggling in any of those areas, okay? If you're struggling, especially if you're like, I'm going to give up. Please, we want to pray for you, but don't go home. We will give you places that do counseling that'll help you, that'll come. I'm really not, like, I don't have all those pieces of paper on the wall that say I'm qualified to be a counselor, but we have some great counselors that we can hook you up with, okay? All right. Moving on. Praise the Lord. Last one, third benefit. Jesus came to preach deliverance to who? The captives. Listen to what that word means. Listen. Captive means a prisoner of war. If you're captive, a prisoner of war. Someone who's captive to something. And in this scripture, it's referring to a bondage of a habit. Everybody say habit. Yeah, okay. Anyone in here have a few not so good habits? Only two, the rest of you three, you're so holy. What a wonderful church I get to pastor. Okay, hands down. Yeah, okay. So listen, we all have habits, okay? Some of them are good. I like the one that you brush your teeth in the morning. Good habit. I appreciate talking to you, okay? Those are good habits, and there's a lot of other ones, okay? But we all can have some bad habits, all right? This, all day long, in case you didn't know, it's a bad habit. It'll just take you down a road, all right? But I'm not going to list them, okay? That would be fun. We could just be here till tomorrow, all righty? So, bad habits, all right? So Jesus, according to the scripture, came to deliver those that were captive or held bondage to some habits, right? That's one of the benefits, one of the reasons why he came. He came to deliver, to set free those, okay, that had bad habits. He wants to set you free. So if you feel like, man, I got this bad habit, I want you to know that Jesus came and he wants to set you free. And that's wonderful, alrighty? Now, some people, not us, they accept their bad habits. Listen to this. Oh, you know, this is the cross the Lord gave me to carry. No, Bubba, your bad habit is your flesh. It is not a cross Jesus gave you. It's your flesh, and you gotta, I like this one, neutralize it, okay? Your cross, praise the Lord, no, okay. Last scripture, 1 John, ready? Open up your Bibles, 1 John 3:8, all righty? And then we're gonna pray. 1 John 3:8, we're gonna read the last part. For this purpose, this reason, the Son of God, Jesus, was manifested. For this reason, Jesus came to earth. For this purpose, this is why Jesus came. Okay, you get where I'm going? Here we go. That he might destroy the works of the devil. What a benefit, baby. Okay, let me give you some words, definitions of destroy. Y'all ready for this? Write this one down. To loosen something, to release something, to dissolve something, all right? So you're sitting here, and Jesus wants to loosen some area that you're bound in. Whatever, if it's physical or mental, Jesus wants to loosen whatever that is. That's what that Bible says, okay? Now, just gave you those words, to loosen, to release, to dissolve, okay? Now, remember the story where Jesus sends a couple of his disciples off in the Gospels, and he says, hey, go to this town, and there's this donkey, or colt, I can't remember which one it is. Ask Rick Renner, he'll know the word, okay? Go to this town and there's this donkey and this guy, and I want you to get it for me. And this guy's going to say, hey, what are you doing? And you're going to say, the master needs it. So I want you to untie it and bring it to me. Untie that and bring it to me. So, you know what he just told them to do? It was bound, and I want you to untie it and bring it to me. Because he's going to need it, righty? So that word untie and destroy are the same words. To loosen, to untie, to dissolve. And you know what? So Jesus is saying, hey, untie that critter and bring it to me. And you know what he's saying to us? Hey, I want to untie, I want to loosen you from things that have bound you, whether it's physical, mental, habits. He wants to loosen and untie. Destroy the works of the devil. Okay. All right, let's see. He doesn't want you to stay that way. Now, blame game. You know, we like to blame people. We like to blame our mother and our father and our sister and our brother. Why I grew up in that house. Because I grew up in that house, that's the way I am. It's because of them. What's that called? Blame game. All righty? Okay, now, let me tell you a story. I have two brothers. They're both gone into heaven, okay? Johnny and I were twins. We're the oldest, so Johnny. And then it's either 4 years or 6 years younger is my brother Patrick. I can't remember the math. Okay, so let's say 4 years younger. Okay, so Pat was just this annoying little kid. He just had a spell in his life where he was just super annoying, especially to my brother Johnny, who was older. So one day they're in the backyard. It's summertime. They got their shirts off, and Pat and Johnny, and then I think two of the other neighbor guys are there, and they're playing basketball, which really looked more like football with a hoop because they were just rough, okay? So they're playing, okay? And Patrick does something to Johnny, and I don't remember what it was, but I will tell you what happened, okay? Next thing I know, because I'm looking out the window, because my brother's good-looking friends are over there, okay? Next thing I know, Johnny grabs Pat's legs and drags him across the driveway, okay? Yeah, and Patrick gets up, and he's crying. Okay, now, here's the thing. Patrick could blame Johnny why he is the way he is now in life. People do. Listen. That's what big brothers do, right? They just do that, all righty? Or Patrick could do this. It's my mom and dad's fault because they didn't come rescue me from Johnny. And that's why I am the way I am. What's that called? The blame game. Listen, guys, we sang the song. The day you receive Jesus Christ, you are not a victim. Somebody should say, hallelujah. The day you ask Jesus Christ into your life, your sins are forgiven you. He says you are now seated in the heavens with Jesus, who's King of Kings, Lord and Lord, and Victor. Okay? You are now victorious. You are not a victim. And the world loves to say, oh, I know what happened to you. You're all victims. You're a victim because of this and you're a victim. No. Say, I am victorious. I'm not a victim. I'm a winner. I'm going to win. I'm going to win because I am victorious. I'm not a victim. All right? Sometimes you have to do the self-talk on that one because of things you've come out of. All righty? So Jesus came to give you a whole bunch of benefits, and I really have a lot more. And you can talk to the guys in the sound booth, and you can take a picture, and they'll send you the rest of them. But I'm just going to jump to something else, okay? I want to pray today. It's really just... Man, I was just the presence yesterday as I was preparing. I was like, man, we got to pray. Because this mental illness that is jacked to the ceiling. You, matter of fact, okay. So I am getting really good at doing those yearly doctor appointments because I have two kids, not this one, that nag the tar out of me. So you go in and you get ready for the checkup, and this nurse asks you all these questions. And she asks this question like, do you ever have thoughts of, suicide this or negative this? And I go, no. I said, do people really answer that question? Like, they don't lie? She goes, no, Dee. This, like 7 out of 10 answer that question. And they're not lying, okay? So this is really heavy on my heart, the people that we know and stuff like that. So I want to pray because the enemy is just horrific, and the enemy and the world, what they're doing to our kids and doing to adults is just terrible. So I want to pray concerning mental illness, all right? Okay? That I want to pray, and I want to pray for physical things too here, okay? So I just want to ask you, just be still. You know, please don't leave. I know it's 11:59. Okay. But I want to pray for everybody here, and there's people that are listening online. And if you're listening online, if you're like me, I'm cooking and doing stuff, just sit down, okay? I want to pray for you too. If you feel like you're suffering with mental illness in your body and your thought life and just, okay, I just want to say peace. Shalom, peace. And I take authority over the chaos in your mind in the name of Jesus, in the authority of the name of Jesus. Peace, be still. If you're here and, mental illness is from a chemical or a hormone, I believe God right now would touch your body in the name of Jesus. If you're here and you suffer from mental illness because of abuse, Father, I thank you that you heal the brokenhearted. I thank you that you touch them, Father, that they would know that they are beautiful and love by you. That's how you see them, Father. And those, if you're here and you're ready to give up, throw in the towel, I want you to know the love of the Father today, that he loves you and he values you. You are so valuable and precious. Your life, if it was the only life, he came for you. That your life means something. Father, that they might know the great, incredible love you have for them. In Jesus' name. And if you're here and there's just physical things going on in your body. You know, I could list things, okay? But you know, okay? I pray for you right now from the top of your head to the soles and the tips of your toes that the healing power of God be released on you, in you and through you. Right now, whatever it is, God's healing power on your body, in Jesus' name, be released in your body. In Jesus' name. And Father, we declare that you are the healer. We cannot heal, but we declare that you are the healer of all. And I want everybody to say this. Say, God, my Father, Jesus, my Savior, I declare that you are my healer. I declare from the top of my head to the soles of my feet that healing is released in my body because the Anointed One lives inside. And I declare that with Jesus' stripes, I was healed. And I declare that you sent your word and you healed me from destruction. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Father, I just thank you for your healing power. And you know, just by faith, you just say, thank you. It's mine. I thank you. You're working in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. One more important thing. 2 minutes. Here we go. Maybe you came here today and you need a Savior. His name is Jesus. Maybe you came here today and you've never accepted him, okay? And you know, life is about choices. You chose to come here, but life is about choices. And I had to make a choice a long time ago. Whom will I serve? Would I serve the Lord, who I'd heard about my whole life, or would I serve me and just continue to do me, okay? And you know, some days me wasn't the big, bad, and the dirty, but I had to make a choice in my life. And I had these two friends in college that had just received Jesus, started walking with Jesus, were serving Jesus, and I just kept looking at them, and I kept listening to them, and they're telling me things about who God is and who Jesus is like I'd never heard before. And I knew I had to make a choice. And I did. I said, Lord, I need you. And I accept you, and I will serve you the rest of my life. So I had to make a choice. So today, if you're here, I just want to tell you, today is a good day to make a choice. All right? The Bible says, this day I set before you life and death. Whom will you serve? The Bible also says that the devil, Satan, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You can serve him. The Bible also says the next best part, God sent, or Jesus came to give us life and life abundantly, life eternal. So you can make a choice there. So I'm throwing out this invitation. Would you make a choice today? All right? Today, I think it's always a good day for this. So everybody's head down, eyes closed. If you're here today and you say, Pastor D, yep, I need Jesus. I want to choose him. I want to just stop living my life my way, and I need him. Okay? Or you'd say, Pastor D, you know, I've just kind of moved Jesus away and I'm not walking with him. I want to recommit my life. I want to pray for you. So I want to pray for anyone who's never received Jesus, and you'd say, I choose Jesus this day. Or if you're here and you'd say, I'm coming back. I want to be all in. I would like to pray for you. All right? So no one's looking around. If that's you and you want to just recommit your life to the Lord, would you raise your hand? Or you would like to give your heart, your life to the Lord for the first time? Do you want to accept him? You want to choose him? Would you raise your hand? Okay. Praise God. Praise God. All right. So, look at me for a second. Nobody raised their hand. Y'all doing good. That's good. But I want to pray for this. And you may know, you may be this person, okay? Or you may know someone really close to you that these thoughts of suicide, I'd rather die. My life wasn't worth living. I really want to pray. And I know we prayed earlier, but let's just, all of you, just start praying in the Holy Spirit if you've got your prayer language. Father, we pray. They may be listening online. It may be the person that you live with, or you may be here. Father, that is not your abundant life plan for them. Father, that is a lie that has been spoken and spoken and spoken and believed in their life. So we take authority over that lie. We command it to be exposed, kicked out, go in the name of Jesus. Any spirits attached to that, in the mighty name of Jesus, we command you to go. And Father, I pray that you would open their eyes to see the riches in Jesus. The riches to be a child of God, to be found of God. Just open their eyes to this intense love and the plans that you have for their life, Lord. And today we declare a turning. We'll shut the door. We're not going to go that way. We have a good life, an abundant life to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, why don't you all stand up? You know, sometimes you just got to shoot out the tough things, okay? Because we live in a tough world. Okay, so this was sort of a toughie, but it's a goodie. All right. We have some people up front, altar ministers. If you would like prayer for anything that we talked about or something, we want to continue to pray for you, okay? Some of these things are big. Some of these things are, this is why I said you've got to build a team around you that'll help support you. So please come up. The rest of you are blessed coming in and you are blessed going out. Everything you put your hand to will prosper. Go and tell the world that God loves them and he has a good plan for them. In Jesus' name, amen.